Yevam is Perek Dalet Mishneh Hey Mitzvah Begodol Yabim. We've spoken about this din before that the Torah says Mevahiyah Abchoyer. So the Torah gives preference that the Yovam should be the Bechor. Now, in terms of the Zikas Yabmin and the relationship that she has with her four brothers-in-law, that any one of them can be Miyabim, they're exactly the same. This is just a preference regarding the mitzvah. But that's in Chaloy Zika, and in her relationship, the all four brothers are the same. Abba Mitzvah Godol Yabim. Lo Yirotzo. The way the Gemara is masbid this, Lo Yirotzo means he doesn't want to be Miyabim. He only wants to be Choylitz. He's willing to be Choylitz, but L'maisa de L'chadchilo is to be Miyabim. The Chalitza might not even be a mitzvah. The Chalitza might only be a matir, we've spoken out a few times. So Avada, the preference is, the mitzvah Koydemes, is Avada to be Miyabim. So if he doesn't want to be Miyabim, he only wants to be Choylitz, Mahalchin al Kolo Achim, then the Schus moves on to the other brothers. Now it could very well be, the Mishnah says, Loirotzu, let's say they don't want to be Chalitz. Why would they not want to be Chalitz? Why can't they forgive her to just set her free? They don't want to marry her. Fine, let them be Chalitz her. It could very well be that every single one of them, maybe, let's play out the scenario. There's Reuven, who died, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, four brothers. All four of them have a Havamina to marry her sister. So none of them want to be Chalitz because they want to marry her sister. Her sister is the one who's desirable in the shidduch market. But then none of them are going to be able to marry her if they're chalitza her sister. It'll be a chayz chalitza sem. So they all want to pass on the chalitza. After Lamoshul, Yisachar would be chalitz. Levi is allowed to marry the sister of Rochel, the Yevama, who got the chalitza. There's no din that just because the Zika is Yabim is mafkia the Zika, Legabi, all the brothers, that the sister of the chalutza is considered a chayz chalutza. No. A chayz chalutza is exera only the sister of the one who actually got chalutza. It's not another wives, and it's also not klapi other brothers. So that's why none of them want to be chalutz. Very simple math. So none of them want. So then, behechra, chayz in etzul godl v'oimrim loy olecha mitzvah, yom uchuyiv. Oy chalutz, oy yabem. You want to marry her sister? You have a mitzvah, you have a chiv. You have to either be miyabim her, or you have to free her from the bonds of the zikas yabim, even at the price of losing the sister. There's a major idea, which is tolui in the way we just read this Mishnah, but let's save it for after Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Vov, tolu b'kotna chiyagdil. What happens if, like we said, Reuven died, Shimon doesn't want to do anything. He wants to push it off to Levi. And Levi happens to be a cotton now. So he says Levi is seven. Wait another 6 years till Levi's bar mitzvah. We'll see. Maybe Levi will want to be miyabim her. Oy begodl. Or the brothers are here. There's one brother who's overseas. So he's coming back in 2 or 3 years. Wait for him. Oy begodl at sheyovim medinas hayam. Oy becheresh oy b'shoyta. You say the cheresh, maybe we'll have a refuah, the shaita, they'll put him in an institution, he'll heal. Ein shaymin loy. This lechare is a chazal dikadin. There's nothing deraisa that could force anybody. Ein shaymin loy. We don't listen to hazal chasar taina, so lo imrim loy olecho mitzvah oich haloy tzayabem. This is a chiv not to be ma'agin a woman. So the chiv is, Bezdin will force the one who all of mutl mitzvah that he's not allowed to be ma'agin, he's not allowed to keep her in the chains of Zikas Yabnim if right now she can be freed. So now, these two Mishnahs that we just learned, Mishnah Hei and Mishnah Vav, are really one Mishnah Daf Lamates, and the Gemara on Lamates and Mebeis brings a idea which is pivotal for Gantz Maseches Yevamos. We read in Mishnah Hei, and we read that if the oldest brother doesn't want to be chaylitz, so then, I'm sorry, if he doesn't want to be miyabim, he wants to be chaylitz, so then you give the other brothers an opportunity to be miyabim. The straightforward reading of the Mishnah would sound like avada chaylitz is b'diavad. That's the way we explain the Mishnah. Chaylitz might not even be a mitzvah. Maybe it's only a matir. So you're losing the opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah. The other brothers have an opportunity. Avada, that's desirable. That's a lechatchila. The chaylitz is the default option to be matir, but the kiyam ha-mitzvah is only with the yibum. Lemaisa, the Braisa on Lamites and Beis brings b'shem the Tana Abishol, that Abishol holds mitzvah chalitza koidemes. Mitzvah chalitza koidemes, in which case it would not be desirable to be doiche from the oldest brother wants to be chalitz in favor of a younger brother wants to be miyabim. Faket, chalitza koidemes. And this, by the way, is the basis of the meaning that we have b'zman hazeh. There is no yibim. There's only chalitza. So let's discuss Shitza Abishol because it's a game changer. The whole Masechet Yevamos, all the cases of Yibum, are not Negei Halacha L'maisa because of this Abishol. What's the pshat? So Abishol says that Habo Al Yevimtoi, and he's not Mechavim L'Shem Mitzvah, Abishol sees that as being born Eish Esach. That means that the way Yibum is done is there's a Maisa Mitzvah, and the Yovam is Bo Al, what should have been his Eish Esach, but his brother died, and that's Matir. The dchia, the ability to be miyabim, is geboit on a kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah has to be done l'shem mitzvah. If he's bala, l'shem noi, l'shem taiva, then korav liyas hadova, the braisa says, shavlad mamza. That means there's no yibum. The yibum is only insofar that it's a proper ma'aseh mitzvah. When it's done as a ma'aseh mitzvah, so then the ma'aseh mitzvah is doichad eish esach. If not, his mamish being poga b'achos be'eshes ochiv. The currently is Havlad Mamza. Tremendous Chiddush. Yibum is not automatic. It's totally in the proper Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Chachom say no. They learn out of a Pasuk. Yibum b'chol oifen shuhu. Now, you could say that this machlag is only Gzeres HaKosuvdik. Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Nochum discusses this extensively in his Shiurim. Rabbi Aaron also makes this into a big feature of the Shiurim, the Cheshboinus and Mishnas. Rabbi Aaron are geboit on this. And they say that Abishol and the Chachomim are defining the whole din of Yibum in a different way. The Chachamim hold that as soon as Reuven dies, the Eishes Ach is no longer. The relationship of Eishes Ach is only B'mokim where there's no Yibum. B'mokim Yibum, the Yachas that the Yovam has with the Yovam is not that of an Eishes Ach. We might add, about the rationalization is that the Zikas Yabim, the issues of Yibum, is that the Yovam is taking over the issues of the brother. It's not Eishes Ochiv. The Eishes Ochiv becomes his. He's taking over the marriage of the Eishes Ach. Klape Yibum Nishdo Hashem Eishes Ach. If that's the case, what's the difference if he's Bola L'Shem Mitzvah, not Bola L'Shem Mitzvah? The Torah says that she's not an Eishes Ach. If she's not an Eishes Ach, so then there's no Shem Erva. There's no shame ever. So he's bola. The din is that he doesn't even have to be mechaven. It's automatic. Yivami overlem mishamayim the loshen gemara is hiknu lo yisha. Abishol was mechadish that the din of yibum is betzem. No, the yivama blibes in eishesach. Kiyum mitzvahs yibum is doicha with the nekuda of asay doicha loisa. Say is doicha the loisa. There has to be a proper kiyum mitzvah. Can't be done without a proper kiyum mitzvah without kavana. We could be mefalpul in the sugya of mitzvahs tzuchas kavanu. There are examples of mitzvahs ain't tzuchas kavanu. It's a good shaila. Why don't we say over here that this type of mitzvah, what happens according to the mandama of mitzvahs ain't tzuchas kavanu? And according to Achrenim, there are certain types of mitzvahs which l'chayra yibum would fit into, where everybody would be masking, you don't need kavanu. Those are good questions. But al kaponim, shteitada without kavanu, it's a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's a ma'aseh avera. He's being pogel b'eish esach. So Abishol and Chacham not stop arguing legabi this din, which is kodemus. They're arguing in the whole havana of how Masech Sivamis works. So Nochum has cheshbonis legabi cheshbonis, which sugis would be going according to the Chachamim and the Rambam, the Pasuk of Abishol. Memela, there are whole sugis that the Rambam's doichim mehalocha. Major ramifications in how to learn the different sugis.